drilled and detained a psychiatrist, progress note, first name Peleg Paul, this is a progress note and medication review. First name Peleg Paul, A like Apple, U like University, L like Love, last name C like Cattle, like Open, X like X-ray. Today is January 23rd, 2013, case number 27551. Recent behavior presentation. Staff's not reporting any recent behavioral problems. No recent reports of distress, agitation, or combativeness. No recent reports of depression or anxiety. No recent reports of psychosis or paranoia. No reports of eating or sleeping problems. No reports of noncompliance. Review of systems is eyes is negative. Ears, nose, throat, mouth, positive for chronic sinusitis. Cardiovascular, positive for hyperlipidemia, status post-myocardial infarction, congestive heart failure, stent placement, hypertension, coronary artery disease. Respiratory is positive for COPD and asthma. Gastrointestinal is negative. Muscular, negative. Integumentary, negative. Go back to genital urinary, and it's positive for chronic renal failure, chronic kidney disease. Endocrine's negative, hepatologic, lymphatic is positive for anemia, and allergies immune positive for degenerative joint disease. Mental status exam, the patient is an older man lying on his bed. His weight is 178 pounds. He's 5 feet 9 inches tall, respiratory rate 16. Muscle strength and tone appeared within normal limits. No irregular movements were seen. His gait is steady. Speech was not very spontaneous, but it's goal-directed. His thought process appears within normal limits. No loose associations, no delusions or paranoia expressed. He did not appear to be responding to internal stimuli. His insight and judgment are impaired. No suicidal or homicidal ideations. He's oriented to himself, time and place, recent remote memory. Shell impairment. Go back to insight and judgment and say that that's Shell's impairment. Attention and concentration are minimal. His fund of knowledge is fair. His mood was euthymic. Affect was constricted. At this time, he had no complaints of side effects, no lethargy, no trauma. Medications, olanzapine, 20 milligrams at bedtime, Ativan 1 milligram at bedtime, bupropion 100 milligrams at 1 p.m., and bupropion 150 milligrams at 8 a.m., Labs, November 28, 2012. WBC 11.1, hemoglobin was 13.2. August 27, 2012, vitamin B12 greater than 1500, AST 15, ALT 15, glucose 84, GFR was 52, cholesterol 100, triglycerides 54. Assessment, schizoaffective disorder, currently mood and behavior, overall stable, medications appear effective. Plan at this time is he's stable, no need increase in medications not needed at this time, and dosage reduction would be contraindicated at this time. Continue the olanzapine / Zyprexa. Twenty milligrams daily at bedtime for psychosis and paranoia. Continue the Ativan 1 milligram daily at bedtime as needed for anxiety and insomnia. Continue the bupropion 100 milligrams at 1 p.m. and 150 milligrams at 8 a.m. For depression and anxiety. Primary care physician to follow up medically. The benefits of the medications outweigh the risks. Ames testing done today, and this is the end of the dictation. Thanks.